first one I don't know, but it's number 10 on the Memorial Day 500. Who is this, Sam?
So we had some callers come in, request a song. It's Arthur Brown, Kingdom Come, Gypsy Escape.
We're taking requests now? We have a request line? We've gone from talk to all request. It's the all request music show on Sunday night here on WGN. Listen, speaking of music, maybe you're a fan of the Ramones. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, man, oh man, I wish I could see a show about the Ramones. There's really not enough shows about the Ramones. Well, you are in luck. Four Chords and a Gun is playing right now at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower. You can go and see it through June 2nd. One of the stars, the man who plays Didi Ramone, Paolo Santalucia, joins me on 720 WGN. Paolo, thanks for taking some time. I know you got two shows today, so I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. It means a lot to be on the air.
So you've done a lot of theater. Have you ever played a real person before? Is this your first time playing someone who people could look up and go, "Oh, I remember Didi Ramone"?
Totally. Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like biopics are such a thing right now, like especially in just recently there's been like so many amazing movies that have come out for theater, it's kind of a rare thing. There's very few plays actually that are sort of written about like real people that are sort of done in this way. So this is it's rare to get the opportunity to do this.
As an actor, is there a different challenge when you're going to create a character and portray an actual person rather than creating a fictional character?
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's such a good question. There's lots of differences that come. I mean, but at the same time, it's all fiction. John Ross Bowie, who's a playwright, who's done an amazing job sort of weaving together a story of these guys in this play, is still borrowing from all sorts of different facets of their lives. So as much as there is lots of research to be done, at the same time, you still get to just treat it like a play because nothing happened in the exact same way that it fell out in this play, even though all of it's based on true events. So, yeah, there's lots of research that you can do, but also at the same time, we still get a lot of creative license because it didn't fall out in real life the way it does on stage.
And I love that you keep calling it a play because one of the taglines for all the advertising about Four Chords and a Gun is that it is not an effing musical.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So are you... Oh, go ahead.
No, you please.
So are you a musician? I know because there is music at the end of the show. Are you a musician yourself?
I'm not. No, I've done a lot of singing in my time. Like I do a lot of musical theater, but I have not. I would not call myself a musician by any stretch. It's certainly not a punk rocker. that's the thing. It's sort of a funny thing that happens. I think sometimes when we do shows, people sort of assume that we're involved in the kind of scenes of the people that we portray. And we've got a lot of people who have come up after the show and been like, "Oh, you have to go to this like amazing punk show. You have to go see this check out this punk band." And we're like, "I'm really not that kind." Like.
But, and it's funny, if you were portraying a serial killer, they wouldn't come up to you and go, "Oh, you have to go and watch this documentary about a serial killer." But because you are a musician, and they figured, or theoretically, people who come to see a show based around the Ramones are huge Ramones fans, so they're going to think,
totally.
Well, the actors portraying the Ramones, they must be huge punk rock and Ramones fans themselves.
That's right.
Rather than just being an actor.
Yeah, and like the people who come to the show, they're way more of the they probably know way more about any of these guys than we do. So it's pretty special. It's pretty cool. That doesn't happen very often, where you feel like your audience base is really truly informing you as much as you are informing them.
Now the show runs through June 2nd, so next week. How have you found the audiences in Chicago?
So cool to be doing the show in America because, as you know, I'm not sure if everyone knows, but we started the show in Toronto, and which is in Ontario, Canada, so not too far from here, but just far enough away and different enough that some of the politics. I mean, like the Ramones are like a quintessential American band. The thing that they were fighting for, the thing that they were sort of railing against, these are sort of like big, not necessarily Canadian sentiments. And so it feels really great to be here in Chicago, not too far from, you know, sort of like one of the next major cities over from where they started in New York, to be able to perform them here. And I think the city here has been unbelievable. We're having the most incredible time. The city is beautiful. The people are beautiful. We're loving it.
So now this does not, the show Four Chords and a Gun is not about the entire span of the Ramones career. It focuses on one particular event where they were interacting with Phil Spector. So explain what the title means, Four Chords and a Gun, because there was some interactions with the Ramones and Phil Spector that are quite unbelievable.
Yeah, so there's sort of this mythologized, Phil Spector is this incredibly contentious figure in the music industry, yes. And he's a music producer, and he was responsible for producing some of the most significant bands that I think came out of the 60s into the early 70s, mm-hmm. people like the Beatles and such as John Lennon he had a relationship with, and so he was also notorious for having a very sort of different way of working, and was absolutely sort of walking the line, I think, between sanity and insanity and genius. All of those things were sort of wrapped up in this guy, and so the Ramones and him sort of crossed paths on their last album. And Phil, the reason it's called Four Chords and a Gun is because Phil Spector tried very hard to get them to record this last album very meticulously, which was so against what the Ramones did. I mean, right. They were notorious for being able to go into recording sessions and recording albums in 2 days. And Phil Spector wanted to record over the course of weeks and eventually held them up at gunpoint in order to get out of them what he felt like he needed to. And so that's really that's sort of the event that the play is based on. And there's so many different versions of that story. And so John Ross Bowie, the playwright, has taken a specific version of that story and used that to put on stage.
And there's also that story is happening. And then there's, the story of Linda Danielle, who
explain
how she was involved with more than one of the Ramones.
Yeah, well, Linda's an amazing figure because, as I think a lot of people know, the Ramones are largely, with the exception of Marky, who was their second drummer, the Ramones are all, they've all passed on. And mm-hmm. so Linda is one of the few surviving people connected to the Ramones who's still around, who's still able to sort of have a say and an authority over it. And so Linda started off as Joey Ramone's girlfriend, the lead singer. And over the course of the time that they were recording this album, she fell in love with Johnny, with whom she remained for the entirety of Johnny's life until he passed away. And she has remained sort of very dedicated to his memory and works tirelessly to help fund a research center dedicated to him for cancer, which is what he died of. So she's an amazing person, and she's still around. She read the play, she was informed of the play, she sort of gave her blessing for it. So it's really that feels really special because she's still here.
That's very cool. Without giving anything away, if you can. Part of the tagline of this is that Phil Spector made the Ramones a legend and destroyed the band. Is that we all know that the Ramones continued after that, so we know the band didn't break up after these sessions. But if you, again, without spoiling, how did he sow dissension into the band, if you can tell us?
Well, I think that what happened, we talked a lot about this in rehearsals and subsequently, we still talk about it over drinks after the show sometimes, that Phil was sort of the catalyst that I think brought out, I mean, all of these guys were all of the Ramones, and Phil too, all five of them were going through some really major personal demons over the course of this. I think part of the reason that they're punk rockers is that they had an inner life really raging against the machine, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And Phil, I think, was the catalyst for sort of acted, I guess, as like a crucible or a pressure cooker for all of their insecurities, all of their neediness that sort of came out in this jam-packed session. And it all just, everything came to the surface. They're just like of each other, the betrayal of Johnny and Joey's relationship with Linda, Dee Dee's drug abuse, Marky's alcoholism. I think the way that the argument that the play makes is to say that Phil didn't create these demons in these guys, but his presence certainly enforced them all to come to the surface and rise up. And because of Phil, these characters all sort of kind of reached their breaking point. And even though the play says that they of course remained a band after Phil, they weren't really ever quite the same because things were said, things were done, actions were taken, and there were certain things that just none of them could come back from.
Now, Everybody knows the Ramones signature look. Paolo Santalucia plays Didi Ramone. Is it your hair or is it a wig?
Wig. It's 100% a wig. And no, I have no problem saying it's 100% a wig. I couldn't even if I tried on my best day to grow it out. But I don't know how they did it. There must have been something in the water in the 70s. Like, I don't know what they did.
It is definitely a signature look for that band between the long, greasy black hair and all this. I've been following you this week because you did the Instagram takeover for Broadway Chicago and for the show.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
those I think are always fun. Do you find those? I mean, obviously you want to spread the word about the show. Is it strange to, you know, because normally when people go to a production, we sit in the audience, we see what the actors bring us on stage, we enjoy that, and then you get to kind of go back to your back to your private life. But with the dawn of social media and the, you know, the competition to get people to come to see all these wonderful shows that are out there, is it strange to open up the backstage area and what happens behind the scenes? Do you like that? Do you wonder sometimes, there should be a little more mystery? Where do you fall on this?
No, I think it's awesome. I mean, like, I think the thing about theater that's so exciting is that, you know, we all know it's pretend, you know, and so I think it's so cool that if people are interested and that they want to participate in it, that, like, we get the opportunity through social media, through things like Instagram and Instagram takeovers and Twitter and all of it, even interviews, that it sort of just sheds a nice little light to the amount of work and all the people that it takes to put on a play. Because sometimes, you know, it's so easy to just see a show with six people in it and that, you know, we get to be out there and you get to see us.
Right.
But it's harder to sort of acknowledge that there's a whole life backstage. I mean, even to get the six of us up there every night, there's 13 people backstage who are running around and making fake drug packets and cleaning. I'm right now, I'm 5 minutes away from having to go and shoot the fake gun tonight and get ready to you know, practice the fight warm up. So it's amazing to see how many people are involved. And I feel like those Instagram takeovers are a really great little example of being able to say, hey, it takes a whole band to get a band up there. It's really special.
Well, and you see things. You mentioned the drug packets. I was like, oh, the fold. And you mentioned, you said, oh, it's hot chocolate mix and all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's very interesting because we don't know.
Totally.
We're just watching you do it on stage and going, oh, that looks
that's
pretty
right.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's just hot chocolate, so it's a nice little snack right at the end of the show, right when I need a little pick-me-up.
You can follow Paolo on Instagram at Paolo_Santalucia on Instagram and see what he's doing. Where do you guys go when you leave Chicago? Where's the show headed?
We just head back home right now, I think, because we've had an amazing time with it. We've come from Toronto to here. If there's another life for it, we'll be kept in the loop with it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to be happy. I think a lot of us have other things lined up, so we're just going to be able to go back home, have a little bit of time off, and then we'll be back with our families and back to the grind.
It is always a grind for an actor, whether it's, being in a play on the road or trying to get that next job.
Right.
There's always something going on. But the good news is people can still see you guys for another week. The Four
Absolutely.
Chords and a Gun plays through June 2nd at the Broadway Playhouse, which is at Water Tower Place. If you go to BroadwayInChicago.com, you can get all the information and get your tickets. Yes, there is strong language. So, you know, maybe the little kids stay at home. But if you like the Ramones, if it's not a musical. It's right, Paul? It is not a musical.
That's correct. It's not. It's absolutely not.
Not a musical. And follow Paolo on Instagram, Paolo_Santalucia. Paolo, it's been great talking to you. Thanks. Congratulations on a great run here in Chicago.
Thank you so much. It's been a treat.
Take care. Break a leg tonight.
Bye.
All right, that's Paolo Santalucia. He plays Didi Ramone. Again, Four Chords and a Gun plays through June 2nd at the Broadway Playhouse. Go to BroadwayInChicago.com right now to get all the ticket information. You got another week to see this very cool show. It's getting great reviews, and it is written again by John Ross Bowie, who you've seen in a million TV shows. It's a lot of fun, so go check it out. All right, we'll do this, and then we'll find out what Karen Conti's got cooking on her big broadcast. So a lot more to go before we leave. Sure, it's WGN.